Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Embattled PetroSA insists the highly controversial deal with Russia's Gazprom Bank to restore its Mossel Bay gas-to-liquid refinery must go ahead. And that's despite the suspension of its relatively new CEO. The refinery has been on care and maintenance since 2020, when it ran out of stock, and interim CEO Mehmeti Fusi says it is too big to fail. News 24 Business quotes PetroSA board chair Unati Figlan as telling Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Petroleum and Mineral Resources that the suspension of Mholile Sizani after just 8 months in the job was concerning. However, Figlan added that when there are allegations of misconduct, the board has to act to ensure a proper investigation. The tender to revive the Mossel Bay refinery was awarded to Gazprom last year, but has faced local political opposition, funding delays, and the threat of sanctions from foreign banks. National Treasury is exploring regulations to encourage the use of financial instruments to tackle climate change. According to Bloomberg, these include catastrophe bonds and parametric insurance. Speaking at Friday's meeting of the Presidential Climate Commission, Treasury senior economist Kolisang Molukanele said the department was looking at how best it can get investors into the room. How do they make investors more comfortable and confident? Molukanele confirmed that talks have been held with pension funds about climate-related products. Catastrophe bonds are high-yielding instruments that only pay out in the event of a natural disaster. Parametric insurance payouts are triggered when a predefined event occurs, such as annual rainfall, failing to reach a minimum level. And Philippines container specialist ICTSI has confirmed it intends to appeal a recent interdict granted in the Durban High Court, halting its winning bid to upgrade Transnet's Durban Container Terminal No. 2. Judge Rob Mossop granted the interdict in favor of rival bidder Maersk's APMT, ruling that Transnet had failed to abide by its own tender rules. As the markets closed on Friday evening, the JSE All-Share and Top 40 were both up 0.75%, London's FTSE slightly less. In New York, the Dow up 0.1%, the S&P 500 up 0.4%, both enough for record highs, but the Nasdaq not quite there, up 0.6%. Tokyo this morning up 0.3%, Hong Kong down 0.3%, Sydney up 0.6%. The US dollar sits at 109 to the euro, the rand at 17.59 to the dollar, 19.11 to the euro, 22.95 to the pound. Gold at 2,731, another record there. Platinum at 1,022. Bitcoin 68,874. Brent crude oil just under $73.50 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.